Yeah, I'd bang Gambit. Yeah, I'd bang fucking, you know, the Lucy from the cartoon version of I Love Lucy. They say all sorts of weird shit.
That would be a weird answer. The Lucy one is a very weird answer. What not because, I mean, Lucille Ball, obviously I would. The cartoon, is there a cartoon?
Betty Boop. I meant to say Betty Boop.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense as that is a cartoon.
Hello and welcome. My name is Mike Falick, host, co-host, as it were, of Let's Start a Gold Podcast. The podcast where we talk about things that people don't think to think about. Now, when you have a show that's as confusing and confuddling as that, is confuddling a word, you'll have to Google it. We often have things that we cannot use for many reasons. One, they are not as funny as the things we do use. And number two, it's just number one, where we spend a lot of time talking and running off of each other, me and Deepoo. When you do a British accent, change the emphasis. That way it sounds foreign to Americans. Get ready for another accent in the second part of introducing things. So, to look into our process, this first clip is rather lengthy. Sometimes I just kind of say things and see if Deepu, my co-host of this podcast, it's a Let's Start a Gold Podcast, by the way, if he can make it funny for me. So what you'll hear now is the two of us sort of talking in a mouth kind of way and seeing if we can turn some various things I'm just fucking saying into funny things. But it's a lot of fun. Okay, listen up.
Okay.
And they're done with the
they got to the hospital.
They got to the hospital. It was a girl named Bucket.
Why even drag me through this? What is this mental torture exercise that you're doing? Whatever.
This is not so much a joke as an idea. You know how people think that roosters like make noise in the morning? Mm-hmm. Is there a reverse rooster to tell you it's night?
I want to say crickets, but maybe I'm wrong there.
That's a good one. But I feel like it's
snoring
less dramatic.
Animals. Any kind of animal snoring would be nighttime.
But I kind of want an alarm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's a bedtime
like
alarm.
The rooster, in theory, is kind of like morning time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know it doesn't work that way. But is there something that's like, welcome to the night?
No, I understand.
I know, but I just don't know if it's a thing.
Hold on, I just got tagged on a Facebook post. I'm so confused right now.
What? Oh, is it one of those people that just tag everyone? Bye, Dentine.
Whatever. I'm not gonna read it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe don't read it while you're working. Hey, that's a really novel idea. Is don't read. Oh, now I've never sympathized with those bosses. You were at work. Why are you looking at Facebook?
Notification popped up.
Oh, notification popped up. I can't resist. Do you think they break a lot of ships when they do christenings?
Like the bottle breaks the ship a little bit cracked.
It scratches it in some way.
It definitely scratches,
you know what I mean?
It. Definitely scratches it. Definitely chips off a little
how
bit.
How long do you have to wait before you go back into the boat shop? And because you can't do it that day, because then they'd be like, how'd you do the christening wrong? Like, but I bet every single person who cracks a champagne bottle in their boat, like, scratches the ship. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, how many bottles would it take to knock a ship out of rideability?
A lot. I think that's it, is that you want to think like, well, my ship's tougher than that, but it's glass. Like, it's gonna scratch it. I bet every person that's ever done that on a boat, like, scratch right away, and they just have to wait like 4 years to pretend, yeah, I was at sea, this rock came, I hit a reef, and this was actually from a whale. Mm-hmm. They gotta pretend for a few years. I want to close the show with, do you watch a lot of, I'm big into commercials. I know not everybody watches commercials, but before we do voices, I have to make a voice apology for a second. I did Harvey Fierstein on much earlier episode on the show. I know you remember it. I pretended to be one of your dates. Do you remember that?
Sorry, I can't say I do.
Well, Well, I did a very hacky Harvey Fierstein, and I wanted to prove as a bonus thing that I can do the subtle, more real version of Harvey Fierstein to apologize for the hacky one that I did, which I did Harvey Fierstein like this, and it was very Harvey Fierstein-y and very the essence of that impression is doing Harvey Fierstein in this way, you know. Do you not remember that when I pretended to be your date? It's a great episode.
I'm sure it was. It was just a...
Okay, but I want to do the better impression so
people
know I can do it.
Please, can you go right ahead? I'll be your date, I guess.
No, I'm just going to do a line. I'm just going to do a line reading.
Oh.
Okay.
Because, Mr. Simpson, my mother taught me never to kiss a fool.
It's a real line Harvey Fierstein said, and that's a pretty dead-on impression. Okay, but now to different voices. Do you ever watch those car commercials where they're like... they try and build the car up, like the experience of buying a car. They try and make it very prestigious.
Sure, yeah. Majestic with, backgrounds, majestic music.
And the fucking speeches they give on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Can we just do like 10 of those? Let's just do one each. Okay. Just keep going back and forth.
Yeah.
And just, I'll set, oh, and get my voice better. Because I love those voices too, where they're not like car commercial guys. They're not like the, no, money down. Right. They're like, they're more
sultry.
Like
sultry.
The Cadillac 4200. There are moments in a person's life that are worth remembering. There are moments that are worth reliving. And then there's a Cadillac. This one's covered in ham. The Cadillac bacon baby.
You know what I mean? I like, yeah, those I like are the that. Ones yeah, I like.
For sure.
I like the ones that are like, go ahead and do one. I just want to do these with you.
What's a good one?
You just got to make it as grand as it can be.
The Mercury ALS 450. It'll take you where you need to be. Wait, no, that wasn't good.
No, that's good. The Acura. If you're going somewhere, it's a journey. A journey begins with a single step. Car revs. Or in this case, a key turn. Make your journeys spectacular. The Acura.
The brand new Kia Sorento. Every.
Like seven. This used. They never do it for used cars.
Oh, yeah. I said brand new.
That'd be fun if it was used.
This beat up jalopy. Roast this every ham like it's the next one.
Some cars smell new. This one smells like French fries.
I honestly can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. These glasses are distracting
what?
Me.
Okay, take them off. Oh my God, so much better. The comedy is so much better now. Like, well, we got to find a way to play in it. Like, let's. This is the last thing we got time for. We got to find a way to elevate it. Because I could honestly, like, I'm fine just sitting around being very grandiose about cars. You know what I mean? Like that to me is fun. That for me is entertaining. If just for a few hours I could sit around being like,
planet Earth is a place of majesty, beauty, elegance, and machine. Machine, the greatest creation of man. The car, a creation of beauty. Some car companies make masterpieces, but at Cadillac, we make better, more expensive masterpieces. The Cadillac, buy it.
Like, I could do that. I could do that and be entertained and just have fun doing, like,
someday you will die, and you will never be remembered. And you will live in a consciousness unlike this of this world, and your energy will be distributed to the stars. Live your life like every moment is your last. And also buy this car, the Cadillac 442.
Yeah, well, to each his own. If you have fun doing it.
I don't know. I could do that for... No, but that doesn't matter because it's not funny. Mm-hmm. So what can we turn it into that I can do that for hours and just be entertained?
Mm. A home, a house, a family, and a Cadillac.
I think cars are just not funny. You got to take out cars. You got to put in something else. You got to have this personality.
Ooh, yeah. Let's do the same thing with ham. I think ham's a pretty funny topic.
I don't want to do ham.
Oh my God, that is funny. Hold on, let me do it. Mm-hmm.
There are moments in this lifetime that you cannot relive again. There are memories that will live with you forever. And then there are hams that taste like candy. Candy ham.
What's another? Give me a funny product and I'll do it with it. Give me the product and, like, that's the way we got to build this, is give me the product and, like, what the person is trying to push on you, like some ideal thing. You know, like okay, the Cadillac, so the product, one's always about like memory.
The product is penis cakes, cakes shaped like a penis.
Cakes shaped like penis.
Okay, the messaging, the branding is all about true love. Wait, no, that's too close to penis.
No, that's too easy.
That's too easy, that's too easy. I didn't mean, I meant to pick something random. The branding is...
Easy, easy's a... It's too spot on.
Right, too close.
Easy's not
the
word. Right. It's not a joke.
Because I
could do that commercial. Oh, man. Hey, if you sell penis cakes, you can use this in your thing. You being like, your love is a burning flame, a deep desire, a
sponging. A sponging.
No, not spongy. I'm going to do a real one.
Sorry.
Your love lives within you. It's a part of your soul, your very body. You hunger for your lover. Now, hunger for a penis, for a cake shaped like a cock. You could use that. All right, so it's penis cake. Penis cakes are too funny. Penis cakes are too funny. Yeah. They're funny on their own. like you could do it. You could actually, I would like a commercial that used that like car commercial convention where it's like all those, like, you know, those glam shots of cars where it's like the wheel wells and it's like, and it's like big orchestra and the lights are sweeping across it and they're just showing glare. If you did that with a penis cake and it's like elegance and you're panning over it, beauty, and it's just like the shot of the balls,
frosting shots, really close up.
Desire. Just the glands comes in from the bottom of the frame. The
okay.
new penis cake.
What's a good
from
product?
Cadillac. What's a fun? What's a not funny product?
USB cables.
Okay, and then what's the mess? I don't know that we're gonna do any better than the glam shots for, but let's give it a go. USB cables, and then what are they trying to like say?
They're going to change your life.
They're going to change your fucking... Well, but you know what? That's a little spot on, too.
Because they do.
Like, it's got to be... I think it has to be a stupid product. Like, it has to be an idiotic product. And then it'll change your life.
Wait, cigarettes has already been the subject of many dumb campaigns.
Oh, those are... They're great.
Yeah, delicious. Delicious. Full of flavor.
Meaningful.
I don't know, man. You're dragging this a little bit. He does have a tie, but his suit was all wrinkly.
He decided to wear it loose.
Suit was all wrinkly.
Suit was wrinkly.
Hair not neat.
Phone not silenced during our fucking show, right? That's how he looked really disheveled.
Yep, exactly. So,
God damn it, Deepu.
What? What? All right, let me put this on silent.
What? It's not like it has a silence mode right on the side.
No,
God, if there was only a switch that I could flick to turn it silent.
I don't get a lot of notifications. So, this guy came to our school, and his presentation was...
You got one, though.
Got what and what?
I heard it. Everyone heard it on mic.
Yeah, we got one from a dating app telling me I'm lonely. Whatever.
Oh, no. No, this is... Now you got to open it.
No.
Yes, yes. This.
What?
Open it.
You want me to see
it? Open the notification to the dating app. What dating app?
It's for Indian...
This is like girl talk. No, I love this. What dating app?
You really want to hear this? This is so not...
You have to, because it went off on our show. People pay to hear it.
Oh boy, this is funny. This is for the Indian dating app called Dil Mil, which means finding love.
Okay.
And the notification was not even someone matching with me. It was just them advertising to me because I'm in a.
Oh. That is really sad.
Yeah.
What did it say?
It said we raised $2,125 for the Malala Fund. Thanks to
What's
you.
That?
And
what
our-
did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Obviously, that's not a lot of money.
No, it's not. It's a small app.
It doesn't matter. That's weird. How much could it have cost to program an auto message?
I mean, it probably cost nothing.
I don't know. It seems like someone has to be in work, you know? Someone has to be in at the office. Their time is worth money.
But how? Okay,
what
so,
is,
so maybe...
So you didn't give any money to it, though?
Oh, no.
And you didn't get any dates?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
That's all
right. My uncle worked at a Dil Mil, and then he moved to the...
Dil Mil? He moved to the fucking cucumber
one? Yeah, he was at the Dil Mil, and then he went to the Tarragon Mil.
It's a good life. It's a great smelling job. I don't know if the pay is great.
At first.
Oh, he didn't like
that
after
So
one?
That was less interesting.
You asked
so
for it.
I don't remember. So he was disheveled.
Yeah.
I am a non-medical spokesperson, and the views of Banyan Treatment Center do not reflect the views of Big Weasel, Little Weasel, LLC, or its affiliates. Do you or someone you know struggle with drug or alcohol addiction? Call the Banyan Treatment Center at 1-800-508-0119. Again, if you or even anyone you know is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction, call or get more information from the Banyan Treatment Center, 1-800-508-0119, or at banyantreatmentcenter.com.
Roy, this is just another voice that I'm doing to introduce the next part of this thing. Yeah, I know. It's kind of, well, how do I do this voice? I do Elmer Fudd, and then I'll make it hard. That's right, I get hard. I'm hard, Elmer. That's the way. I'm just might as well be glue. What the fuck am I saying? Hey, here's a fun. Our show is about groupthink. So a lot of times, what we do in the show is I throw out an idea, and I see if people think about it. If you don't know what groupthink is, it's like act thought, which I didn't think of when I was going to use this voice, because there's an H in there, isn't there? H, shit. Why did they do that? I don't know how they talk over there. Well, here's a fun fact if you're from the other side of the pond. Americans don't know what a geezer is. We have a good idea of what it is. We've seen it in movies and in the street songs, but we genuinely don't really know what it is. It's a big problem. The whole country is afraid to ask because you've started saying it in those Guy Ritchie films, and now we've just heard it for about 30 years now. 30 years, excuse me. I forget sometimes that would be British. But, you know, we don't know. We watch people in movies say geezer. We don't fucking know. We're not going to ask. You fucker. So here's some things that, you know, we don't really know whether they're groupthink or not. But groupthink are things that everybody thinks and nobody thinks not to think. So sometimes we say stuff is interesting, but we don't really know what to think about it, or how to put it in the context of groupthink. So listen up, or I'll bash your brains in with a lorry. Boot. Banana and pears. Other stuff. Maybe like, I don't know. Documentaries about seals. Yeah.
You don't compare her to the time.
You ever see a prostitute in a bad neighborhood?
I've seen very few prostitutes. I will now tell people the story of one of the few times I met a prostitute.
Please.
I was going to an open mic many, many moons ago in sort of New Jersey is unique in this way. This is where I grew up. It's very much intimate about me because you were intimate. New Jersey is one of these wonderful places where you can somehow go from the best and the worst in a town. The essence of this, of course, are our big cities. Hoboken, Jersey City, and Newark can be very bad and then very posh within blocks of each other. Mm-hmm. It's quite amazing. Isolated pockets of very strange gang activity, and then into a restaurant you can't even afford to eat at. It's very odd.
Right.
So I was going to an open mic and had some time to kill. As often happens with open mics outside of big cities, you are sitting there for hours waiting to go and do comedy, and then you have to find out whether it's even a real event. And I was at a Chinese food restaurant. And a woman came in dressed in almost nothing. I did not know anything about her. She did not look good in this almost nothing, which was not to say that her body didn't look good, but this outfit was definitely not a fashion choice. She had decided to just kind of wear almost nothing. Mm-hmm. This was not any fashion choice meant to accommodate her body. This was she was not as well off, became apparent from this, and it then became apparent that she was a prostitute, later in the day, she then went out. I later saw her hooking, as it were, waiting for clients on the street. I didn't know this at the time when she came in. I just saw a woman dressed in almost nothing.
I like how when you go to Edgy Topics, you turn into Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek.
Jean-Luc Picard. So I made it so that she was a prostitute. And as she was there on my deck, as it were, I observed several things about her. For one,
her shields were down.
Her shields were down. And therefore, I straightened my shirt and fired proton torpedoes. The torpedoes were met with a thin layer of grease on her body, which it's not as funny to make fun of her because she was like a poor... It's funny to Jean-Luc Picard, but I feel bad making fun of her because she was a destitute prostitute. Mm-hmm. So making fun of her, the more I punch down at her, it's like, why do we have to make fun of her? But what was... I was not at all upset that she was dressed badly or all these other things. I'll go back to Jean-Luc Picard. It was not offensive to me that she was dressed in this manner. It was that she walked into the Chinese food restaurant and did something I had never seen before, which was at a loud volume, ordered one egg roll, please. Never in my years had I ever seen. I was so great. I had that exact reaction. I was like, who orders one egg roll?
To sit down with or to take out?
No, it's to take out onto the street.
Oh, God.
It was sort of a prostitute power bar as far as I understood it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a weird order.
I mean, sex working can be good and fine and dandy and all those things. It was, and that was not what upset me. And making fun of prostitutes is not what we're here to do. Mm-hmm. Sex workers are all over the world, yeah. And I mean, very much in favor of making them safe, which was upsetting about this. It didn't matter what she did. Had she been a doctor and come in and ordered one egg roll, I would have made the same noise Deepu made of ugh. It's one of the few times I've interacted with a illegal prostitute, as it were.
Yeah. I mean, the egg roll itself is just a bad decision. Let's not even get to that.
Not even a spring roll. Come on.
Can I tell you my one prostitute run-in?
One prostitute story each. Then... you shall hang by the neck until dead.
I met this girl on the train on my way home.
What Star Trek character will you speak as, just because nobody knows Star Trek in our audience?
Can I be Beverly? Can I be Beverly?
Beverly Crusher? Yeah. Go ahead. Don't do it. Just talk, and you can be Beverly Crusher while you're talking.
Okay, fine. So I was taking the train.
I said not to do a fucking voice.
Sorry. I, Beverly Crusher, was taking the train home one night. And I met a girl and we were talking and we hung out a little bit and she wanted me to walk her home. Yeah, she wanted me to walk her home. And
I said, oh no, because I know the ending. It's like knowing the ending to
a
joke.
No, this is
like,
actually not the ending. She's not the prostitute.
Oh, it's a red herring.
Yeah. I walk her home. It was really late. I start walking back to the train or whatever. And there's like this lady coming towards me and she's like really lanky. Like you say, destitute prostitute, really tattered clothes, and it was really scary to see.
Feel like we're gonna get tweets about destitute prostitute. Feel like we're in hot. Doesn't it feel like we're in trouble already?
I was saying it because it seemed like that's the way you officially skirt saying anything bad about prostitute. Just say destitute.
I know, but it already feels like we've said something bad.
Okay, well, that's the modern age we live in. Everything is pretty close to bad, so.
Well,
my point is,
why do you dangle bait in front of me like the modern age we live in? Can you
Cuz I know you hate it.
Oh god, control yourself, Michael. I'm trying to be nicer this year to him. There's something wrong. He's just an alien. That's what it is. It's like Mork and Mindy.
My story wasn't
better.
Even good, man. I just saw a prostitute and I ran away.
Close out the show, Deepu. I tried at an open mic, the bit that I was doing for you last week where I said, yeah, but we know they're insane, right? Can you give me a little clue as to what the bit, that doesn't work. It doesn't fly. It didn't hit with people. Mm. What was your thing you were going to do? I'm still into the topic, but just.
What were we going to do? I feel like they get away with shit. But they're insane. They're crazy. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Fine.
That's my bit, fucking asshole. You didn't think of that. I told you I was going to try that bit.
No. The fact that they're crazy is like a development that I got from you just now. I'm not taking credit for that.
Okay. No, I'm not. I wouldn't be angry about it. But what I was saying is,
you said fucking dickhead.
But that's like a tick for me.
By the way, you should probably take away dickhead. I think we can do away with dickhead if we're doing away with machismo.
Oh, baby, I'll go into that. I'll go into that if you want to talk about getting rid of dickhead. I am not getting rid of dickhead.
Oh!
Okay, talk about.
Okay,
Excuse me. I say all of Carlin's. Seven words in some context. The only word of his seven words that I don't say is the B one because I think it's somewhat a slur. I'm more careful when I say that. I try not to say it at all because I think it's a slur.
Let me recall the B one. The shit, piss, fuck, cunt, mother, cunt,
Oh, got it.
What other word is there? There are no good words. There's bullshit and then the other one. I think it's a slur. I think it's a slur, so I don't use it. But sure. I'll say all those other ones. Tits is fine. Dick is fine. Dickhead's fine. Bullshit, cocksucker. Those dickhead. Are all fine.
I mean, aren't you
Why?
Saying...
Why? What's wrong with calling someone a dickhead?
Oh, well, you're... I mean...
Goofiest part of the
can
dick?
Can someone only be attributed to being a male appendage by being an asshole?
No. Funny word. Funny part. Funny insult. That's it.
I don't think it's funny at all, actually. I think it's quite dry...
The part or the... So we're coming to the end of the voices and introducing people. And as I've kind of realized as I got towards the end here, I haven't really been introducing things. Like, I've just sort of been talking and breaking up the monotony. Well, let me tell you something about one of the past bits that we did before I introduce this next segment. Like, there was this... I'm going to talk in my normal voice. We did the thing about the cars, and now I'm starting to get annoyed. Like, those stupid commercials where they just say nonsense. Like, you see it in fitness commercials all the time. Like, I am the me I can be. The me is the me of you. So when we were doing that car bit before, now I've started seeing commercials on TV where they're like... you know, they'll have kids saying that kind of shit. They'll have like little 10-year-old boys and girls saying things like, I can soar and I can live to my... A kid shouldn't say that horrible, you know, bullshit inspirational stuff. Like, a kid should just be like, hey, I'm going to do something because I'm a kid and I'm not all fucked up with weird words that I need to trick myself into being like motivated about what I want to do in life. Like, that's who those commercials are for, where it's like, a car will change your life. Or like they're trying to sell some watch, some sports watch, and they're like, my fitness is my goal, my dreams are my passion. Shut up. You don't need to motivate kids. It's ridiculous. They're motivated. A kid needs serious help if they're not motivated. It's for those things are for horrible adults who can't get off you, who need some sort of fake thing, some fake inspiration to get themselves off the couch because they have no fucking motivation. I don't know. I'm angry. This is why Deepu is here. It's because I'm just angry because I saw a commercial where a kid was like, my life can be the world of turning. You know, do you know what I mean? That vibe, that tone. Anyway. This is a conversation with ASMR Kitten. That we cut out, where we've been talking a lot about swear words, and I promise we're not going to talk that much about it. We're really just going to start to get into the filth and not explain our process here. But this was an interesting thing that I didn't think people knew about me with swear words. I'll tell you one place where I don't swear. I genuinely respect when people don't want to say their God's name in vain.
I get in trouble for that one.
But I will say, I say God damn it quite a bit. What I do, what I will say is that it's when talking person to person, is that you can say those swears, you know, I say them all I want. I say whatever swear, quite honestly, I want. If I know someone has a problem with, you know, they believe a certain thing, well, guess what? I can pull it back. There's no reason not to be a forceful dick, but that doesn't mean that that's my belief about the word. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, I definitely do. I personally get in trouble like a lot with like friends for saying goddamn.
Yeah, for me, as long as I'm fine doing that, as long as, because this is my sentence I've actually said to people. I go, fucking Jesus Christ, and I go, I'm sorry, I said Jesus Christ. Fucking, you know, and like I like if they're fine with the idea that my use of language is that I'm going to use whatever word I want, but I know they have a problem, a legitimate philosophical problem with a word. Okay. You know what I mean? Why don't you cut it back?
Yeah.
Why can't you stop saying God? You're free to say it all you want on here. God's left us some great reviews on iTunes. Now that I've blasphemed, tell me why. Do you just not think about it?
Oh yeah, it's one of those things where like I drop something on the floor and I'm like, God damn it. And like my boyfriend, he's like, you shouldn't say that. And I'm like, sorry, damn it. Is that better? And then I get passive aggressive about it. And I know he's going to listen to this podcast. So now I'm digging myself even more in the shitter.
Well, okay. Here's the philosophical question to have with your boyfriend. And I'll get my real radio voice on soon. So you can hear it and sound professional. Is God damn it? Because I think that there's a lot of people who don't want you to say God damn it, but they're fine with damn it. Now, God damn it. You got his name in there. You got the name tag in there. That's the problem. But damn it, I always thought, was not taking his name in vain, and I know this is kind of a hacky bit, but I'll do it anyway. I am hoping, when I say damn it, that if there is a being that can send that door to hell after I stub my foot on it, nothing I want more is I am genuine. I'm not taking it in vain. I'm genuinely asking that deity to send the door to hell. You know what? That's what damning something is I want, if there's a deity in charge and I say, and I stub my toe and I say, damn it, I want you to send that armoire to the breaches of the void to be tortured for eternity. Nothing would make me happier than to see a little demon come out of the ground and drag, you know, my broken pen straight to hell, whipping it as it walks along because it ran out of ink. And I said, God damn it.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. My favorite, like, rebuttal to people is when they're like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, what about him? And it stops them in their tracks.
You rang.
Go on.
Nothing like blasphemy on top of blasphemy. but I guess we still haven't hit it. You know, I don't quote Jesus a lot on this show, but Jesus made one of the few logical sentiments on innocence. He said, you know, there's a time for the time to put away childish things speech, a time for spring, a time for fall. But I think there's a lot of scholarly interpretations on it, but you know, I guess you could look at it one way to say that there's a time for certain things. But that being said, we don't really have any societal limits on that anymore. People just buy toys. How old are you? I've seen you buy toys on the internet. You post pictures of you buying fucking toys. So I'm not really sure that there's like I don't really think there's innocence anymore.
No, I don't think so either. And I feel
anymore makes it sound like we live in a corrupt society. I don't think there's ever been innocence.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree. It's definitely a societal thing, but I also see that society pushes, like, especially young adults, to, like, that they still have their innocence because they still have their virginity. I feel like virginity and innocence go hand in hand.
So it's literally sex you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, okay. When people are like, oh, well, they lost their virginity. It's like, oh, so they're not innocent anymore? And it's like, yeah, they lost their innocence. It's like a nicer way, like a more, like, quote-unquote politically correct, like, oh, they lost their innocence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is a gross thing to say. That's odd in an we're obviously pro sex safety and things like that. I'm not really sure. We're not pro. Don't go out and fuck just because I said it on the radio. But that's odd. Yeah. And so you think you encounter a lot of people that, well, we always go for evidence here. We don't want people to just conjecture. You encounter people that they say they lost their innocence and what they're saying is that they're not a virgin anymore.
Yeah, I really think so. Like, I had a conversation.
You had a conversation. Sorry, we that's a part of anti-groupthink. I'm anti-groupthink. The show is about groupthink, but I'm anti-groupthink. Always ask people. Don't be afraid to say, well, what's the evidence? You know, you saw Caitlin didn't get upset. Ask your friends. Where are you getting this from? And if it's just an opinion, okay, respect it that it's just an opinion. But it's always okay to ask. Asking like there's someone at a party right now being like, well, how do you know that you're supposed to add salt to that recipe? You know, just like what is this person shy about that I was just encouraging? That was way too gentle. Wait, so you had a conversation with someone.
You got me. I guess you got me.
What do you mean big conclusion?
I don't know. Does every podcast, don't we all need like a message to take home?
Okay, wait, okay, let's do a moral here now. Okay, so out of requested by Deepu, we're now back on mic because we didn't really have that moment where we didn't get back to the ranch and say it was all a dream and that we could click our heels together. Okay, Deepu, what's the lesson for today?
I learned that I shouldn't judge people who buy cheese powder and have tons of it in their home. Even though it seems
insane. I think that was subtextually in there before we did this. I feel like people would have gotten that.
I guess, but it's nice for me to say it clearly, so I think I'm not being taken out of context.
Okay, I think that what I've learned is that there is a border in some people. There's this barrier in people's mind that they don't make a step of one to two. I mean, I think, quite frankly, most people don't know they can get, like, food flavorings in their house. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not against – people are always like chemicals in food or whatever, but most of it isn't chemicals, and, like, some of these flavorings, like, I legitimately enjoy. Like, okay, for example – as much as people want to moan about like chemicals and stuff, a lot of people like ranch Doritos, for example. Yeah. Like, you could just get ranch powdering. That's what's on it. And I think people don't put two and two together and to bring it into the home or to make a dip out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that it's not even a food thing. This isn't a culinary expert. My whole point of this episode was to be like, you can just bring stuff into the home. You can just, like, there is no, it's a, you're in the same world as the person that makes that product.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you don't have to go to the arcade to play DDR. You can just buy DDR.
You can just buy DDR. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, you don't have to join the army to go skydiving.
Thank
you. You can just do that.
All right, I think that's a good conclusion there.
Oh, now we have a moral. Thank you. Now we can go harm Barney. Now we all feel better going home.